I will pass it to you, Claudia.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. It is such a privilege to be with all of you for what is really a historic event for IONS. And I have the privilege and the somewhat daunting task of sharing the IONS story in 10 minutes. So I'm just going to jump right in and welcome you officially to the Science of Consciousness, Exploring Beyond the Brain, during which we are going to be announcing the winners of the very first Linda G. O'Brien Noetic Sciences Research Prize, established by IONS with the visionary generosity of board member Linda O'Brien to help advance science beyond the Western materialist paradigm. This is work that IONS has been doing since 1973. And today's prize is a profound example of how IONS is still living our legacy today. A legacy of creating a global mind change based on the science of interconnectedness. That legacy started with an epiphany in space more than 50 years ago, when our founder, Apollo 14 astronaut Edgar Mitchell, became the sixth man to walk on the moon in 1971. Dr. Mitchell had advanced degrees in aeronautics and astronautics, and he believed in the dominant materialist scientific paradigm so much that he trusted his life to it by strapping himself to a rocket and letting it take him to the moon. And his trust was repaid. He was returned home safely, but he was also provided with a life-changing epiphany on the way. This epiphany became known as the overview effect, in which instead of the dead universe full of separate objects he was trained to expect, Ed saw things in their separateness, but he experienced them in their unity. And he perceived a loving and intelligent universe permeated by consciousness that he himself was actually an integral part of. He felt this epiphany foreshadowed a new wave of human evolution, revealing vast potentials in consciousness, and just in time to put humanity on a desperately needed new trajectory. And this is more true today. In a sign of how skeptical established thought remained of Ed's experience of the fundamental nature of consciousness and the unity of all things, a New York Times tribute to him 45 years after he returned from the moon included the cheeky title, "An Astronaut Goes to the Moon and Makes It Most of the Way Back." But Ed was not discouraged by skeptics. He was convinced not only that there was a scientific basis to his epiphany that could be discovered, but that it was a latent capacity in everyone, a capacity that to a large degree has allowed humankind to evolve. He wanted secular scientific answers to why and how it happened so he could share those answers with the world in ways that would be seen as credible, because he was concerned about our prospects for survival. And he knew that what we believe about ourselves and about our limitations equals the way we treat ourselves, each other, and the planet.